What's up, guys? Dabu7 back at you. We've got a few things going on here with the whole migrant situation. This is something I think everyone needs to focus on and take very seriously. It looks like there's a full-blown operation spreading across this country. And it's not a wonder or conspiracy. It's fact. We even have an Army manual that is now talking about the threat assessment of Trinidad Iroquois moving across the country. And we have a former ICE agent stating that they expect a full-scale gang war to be launched here very shortly because they're watching Trinidad Iroquois move across the country and into locations quicker than MS-13 even did. And they're quickly taking over apartment buildings or abandoned places. They're setting up shops selling drugs, and they're getting into prostitution. And the ICE agents and others are saying from what they see and what they know, it looks like they're about to make a big push, and they're calling it a gang war being pushed by the Venezuelans, pretty much. And we got to know that even the feds have stated that the Venezuelans aren't working alone. They're working in concert with Cubans and others. We know that all kinds of people have been pouring across this border. And the Chinese that are here in mass, there ain't no word about them yet. They're getting bussed in a separate way. They're being housed in special locations and treated completely different than the rest here. They're utilizing, it seems, these people for what they're known for, so to speak. If you have a culture that's rooted in gangs and stuff like that, well, they're taking advantage of that. And it seems like the billionaires are putting this into motion. So we also have reports of multiple bomb threats that took place in Springfield, Ohio. This is back-to-back days now. It was schools, now medical facilities, I believe a government facility, all getting evacuated or locked down because of bomb threats. And even other places receiving bomb threats via email. I feel like they should be able to track those things back, but if this is all part of some big stage thing, well, get ready, because it seems like this is all in motion for sure. You should expect to see more of it from here and just be ready, have a plan. If you're seeing movement in your neighborhoods or anything like that, you better get it together. And you need to start working with your communities and have a plan to defend your base if they bring this to your neck of the woods, because it's spreading all over. But I wanted to get that out there, let you know some updates on those fronts. I'll continue to update as I get info. Join me for the live streams Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here, covering this and a whole lot more. Hope to see you guys there. Much love.